Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 23rd. Happy Resurrection Day! I'm reading from the New International Version and we're going to read in Luke chapter 1 verses 26 through 56 today. I had never noticed before that the angel who appeared to Mary made a connection for her that the Davidic king was coming, and that was Jesus, the one who would be in her womb. And this is an important thing because remember back when we were reading about David, there was this idea that somebody in the line of David would rule forever. And this is he, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 26, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent an angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Now we're entering into a section that is titled, Mary Visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Three things I want to point out here today. One is the name that Gabriel told Mary that she would call her son, the name Jesus. This is the Greek form of the Hebrew name Joshua, and Joshua means the Lord saves. And as we're thinking about the arc of Scripture and creation to new creation, we think back to Joshua in the Old Testament. He was the one that led the people to the promised land, and Jesus is going to be the one who leads his people to eternal life. Then in verse 37, I want to remind you of this great truth. For nothing is impossible with God. Gabriel told Mary that Elizabeth, her relative that was in old age and they thought she was barren, is going to have a child. And when I think about praying for situations or people in circumstances that seem dire, I often am prompted to say to the Lord, nothing is impossible for you. And then if you look over at where Mary visits Elizabeth and Mary sings the song, it's called the Magnificat, which is a Latin term. And I love in verse 55, the idea that Mary reminds us that Jesus is the one through whom Abraham and his descendants will receive mercy. Let me read verses 54 and 55. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he has said to our fathers. So through Jesus, this promise, remember to be a blessing to Abraham and to his people, is being fulfilled. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the reminders in it that Jesus, our Lord, saves us. We pray, Lord, thanking you for the mercy that we receive because he came and lived a perfect life, died on our behalf, and was raised again. Bless my brothers and sisters on this resurrection day. Remind them of your faithful love and be with them wherever they go. When they enter into difficult spaces, Lord, give them the wisdom that they need to know what to do, what to say, and where to turn. We love you, Lord, and we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.